Hello and welcome to The Bullhorn, a local news podcast brought to you by the Utah Statesman. Welcome to the very first episode of the Utah Statesman Bullhorn. I'm your host, Jonah Hansen, and we're going to dig right into this week's topics. So, starting off, we just got word that there's going to be an on-campus COVID-19 testing center that will be opening soon in the Maverick Stadium. So, as of October 8th, there were 324 active cases of coronavirus in the Utah State University community. In response to these outbreaks on the Logan main campus, USU is going to set up a new center for on-campus testing. They are currently doing limited testing at Maverick Stadium, and if students have COVID-19 symptoms and fill out the university's online questionnaire, they can still go to the stadium to get tested. However, they will not be announcing anything official until they have the ability to host more people. So if you're experiencing some symptoms of COVID-19, go right on to the Utah State COVID questionnaire, fill out those questions, and maybe you will be able to be tested on the on-campus testing site. We also have an exclusive interview with President Noelle Cockett. Sydney Dahl was able to sit down with her and discuss where Utah State stands when it comes to COVID and how that all went down on the administration side. It was a wonderful interview. I loved how President Cockett was able to really illustrate what went down on her side in it. Give it a listen. Here's the first 30 seconds of the interview. Our next episode is just a full-on 30 minutes of that interview, and you can find the whole thing online. Here's that first 30 seconds.
So the first thing I want to ask is how you're doing.
Oh!
Amidst all of this, because obviously we all know how we're doing, but no one ever, I don't feel like we have really gotten to talk to you about how you're doing.
Oh, that's so kind. Actually, this has been some of the most difficult administrative times I've ever had. We have a saying that we're building the plane while we're flying it.
There you go. There's a little sneak peek for you. Be sure to go and take a full look at that online. Also, in this week's issue, we got a little bit of insight into how this upcoming football and basketball seasons are going to go. Men's basketball, anyway, in this article we got here. Kind of how our starting lineups have completely changed because of all the graduating seniors we had last year, and how excited we are to learn how our team's going to do. The outlook's looking really good, and if you want a more in-depth look at how USU sports are going to continue this year, go ahead and listen to a different Aggie Radio podcast, the Utah State Sports Desk. You can find it on Spotify or Podbean. Okay, if you were paying attention last week, the Statesman published the newspaper, and we did a full voter's guide for the state of Utah. We covered who all the governor candidates are going to be, a lot of the small Utah Senate districts, and what all their candidates are and all their platforms. So if you didn't get a chance to look that up, go on to the Utah Statesman website and take a look at it. It was really informative. So if you're a young voter, an old voter, someone who's just trying to get in the know about who to vote for this upcoming elections just in the state of Utah, this is a great resource for you. We have the editor for the Utah Statesman here giving us a little spiel on how important the Utah Statesman editorial board believes voting is.
On behalf of the Utah Statesman editorial board, we want to affirm the importance of voting, especially among young people. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, voter turnout in the 2018 midterm elections was the highest it had been in decades for young people. While this was an improvement, nearly two-thirds of eligible voters aged 18 to 29 did not vote. The Utah Statesman's 2020 Voters Guide is an effort to help our campus community prepare to participate in one of the most important aspects of American life. It is available on campus and online. We encourage all who are eligible to register to vote, learn about the issues and the candidates, and most importantly, vote.
Thank you, Alec, for that. And just to close up this week, I wanted to do the tweets that we normally put in the published issues of the Statesman. So we got a tweet by @debatedebudante. Ooh, I messed that up. But she said, "How many people are there in the line of succession before the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton gets to be president?" That's an awful good question. My guess is probably around 50. You know, if it's more than that, we're probably in a lot of trouble because that skeleton probably knows what they're doing. We got another tweet here by @chronicvirgo. "Why are box elder bugs such an unholy curse on this earth when all they do is exist everywhere in Cache Valley for like 2 months and spend the rest of the time in Raby West?" Ooh, man, that Raby West building really does have a bug problem, though. Do you think we should tell someone about it, or do you think we'll just keep letting it happen? Then we got another tweet by @GageCarling. He says, "Thinking about the time I told the Rancheritos drive-thru worker to have a good night, and she just said no." Rancheritos do be hitting differently at night, but the real thing is that there are actual people working there, and maybe they don't want to work overnight. I feel for that worker. Then we got two more tweets, one by Eric Check, who said, "Lately, life has been all panic and no disco. Dang, social distancing, fighting against our disco rights. We gotta make a stand for them." And then we have Jeff X. Wilcox. "I do not think, therefore, I do not am." What a beautiful way to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to find more information on our website, usustatesman.com. This was The Bullhorn.